Jesse Nitchell, Storm Lake girls basketball coach, my guest. 51-50. Coach, I'm super happy for you and especially your girls. Great to get a win like this in front of the home crowd. And what a comeback in the second half, down by double digits, and you win it by one.
Yes, like you said, it was good for the girls. Good win for us on senior night as well for our two seniors, Cecilia Yanga and Julie Patrick, who both have been putting a lot of hard work in. And it's good for our juniors and the sophomores and the freshmen to step up and give them a good senior night.
Cecilia Yanga had to be close to a double-double. She had 11 points. So happy for her because on the season, a 31% free throw shooter that tonight was 5-for-7 at the line. One of many things that happened for your squad to come out on the winning end.
Yeah, early in the game, we missed a lot of easy shots. Yeah. We were getting really easy, good looks, but we were just not finishing. But the thing that kept us in it was the free throws. And like you said, Cecilia, it's senior night for her. It's her mom's first game ever watching her. So she stepped up her game, and she really hit those free throws, and it was clutch for us in the end.
How special is that? You mentioned free throws too, Jesse. You were 11-for-16 in the first half. You finished the game 18-for-25. You outscored Spencer by 10 points at the line. Had to be difficult not only for yourself but the Spencer coach as well, with the game called the way it was in the first half with all of the fouls, and then it seemed to back off there a little bit in the second half.
Yeah. At halftime, I'm sure their coach and myself and my assistant, Coach Lips, were talking about we need to adjust with the refs. They're calling, you know, pretty consistent, but they're calling a lot of fouls, so we got to make sure we're playing with our feet and not our hands. And we did a better job in the third quarter. You know, both teams were, you know, pretty clean. But then the fourth quarter, you know, both in bonus, I'm sure, at the end. And it just came down. I told the girls many, many times, it would come down to who turns the ball over less and who makes free throws.
Well, you did both here this evening. And, you know, Coach, you were down 39-29 with 1:54 to go in the third quarter. You call a timeout. After that timeout, you scored 12 straight points. And then it was seesawing back and forth. And one of the biggest plays of the game, Yanga was at the free throw line. We're down by four. She made the first free throw, misses the second. Ariel Bazzoni, old board, put back, and then a baseline jump shot followed that. I mean, boom, boom, just like that. That was a huge offensive rebound.
And at the same time, I think that's about the time we went back into our press, our full court press, to put pressure on them, because we needed to get back in the game. And when you go on a scoring streak like that and you start putting pressure on them, you frustrate them and you get them flustered. And our girls did a great job. I'm so proud of them.
You should be. Talk about the last 15 seconds now. You call two timeouts.
Yep.
They end up deflecting the pass out of bounds. 1 second left. You huddle up and take us through the huddle, and then your thoughts on the last second.
Okay, well, first of all, we had some time left, so we had two timeouts. So after I called my timeout, I told the girls, we're going to get the ball in. Okay, we're going to take care of the ball. We're going to waste some time, and I'm going to call a timeout and set up a play. And I got to give so much credit to our assistant coach, Sam Lips. You know, he's played 4 years of basketball at BV, so he's like my last-second draw-up-a-play kind of guy. And we actually, you know, we put this play in quite a while ago, but we haven't ran it. And it's called Close the Gate. And we had Jenna go right through a double screen, and she had just enough, you know, time to get a shot off. And the girl fouled her, put her on the free throw line.
And
crazy.
You know, what's great, though, is there's no time left then. After the foul occurred, zero's up on the scoreboard. The other nine players go to half court, and Newman is all by herself with the game tied at 50. She hits nothing but nets,
mm-hmm.
and then, you know, just kind of stood there, and then mm-hmm. maybe it set in. We just won the game.
I told Coach, I go, how nervous do you think she is? And he goes, oh, she's got to be nervous. And I'm like, hopefully she doesn't even think about if she makes it, we win. Hopefully she just goes in there and she's, you know, calm and collective. And she was, like you just said, she made the shot. In the locker room, I was like, Jenna, did you know if we made a shot, we won? She's like, yep. And she was all smile, ear to ear. She knew exactly what she was doing.
That's fantastic, Coach. 51-50, Storm Lake girls win, visiting with Tornado head coach Jesse Nichols. This is special stuff. Western Christian Friday night at Spirit Lake next week. And, Coach, just a quick comment. The pairings have been released. On the 15th, you go over to Webster City.
Yeah, I told the girls, we got to focus on Hall Western first. Then we got to then we'll take care of Spirit Lake and then Webster City. But we got to continue to get better every day, which we are. And we got to start peaking at the right time, which we are. So I just want all the confidence in the world going into in the postseason. But first of all, we got to take care of business tomorrow right here on Western Christian.